something we hope you really like.
You're listening to
Creating Daily.
Yeah, we're the number one live streaming show that I'm the host of.
Speaks to me. It's like he's saying what I'm thinking.
Streaming live.
Feel the power.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Creating Daily. I'm your host, Billy Thorpe. I'm pumped for this show. We got a great show. I got a great show lined up for you. I got the man, the myth, the legend, Doc Rock, going to be joining me in just a few minutes. I already see Gabriel, or Gabe, has already jumped into the chat here. Says he took his lunch just to be here to watch. I hope you're eating lunch, not skipping lunch, because it's going to be good, but I don't know if it's that good to skip a meal. But anyway, thanks for being here. Let us know where you're watching from in the chat. Super excited about today's episode. Got Doc Rock on the show. He's going to be talking about all things live streaming. Who knows where we're going to go? He's one of the most interesting people that I chase around the internet and learn a lot of stuff from when it comes to this in particular, live streaming. And he has a goal to reach 1 billion people. And so I'm curious, what does that look like to prepare to get your face, your message out to 1 billion people? So that's a pretty cool goal. I love it. So we're going to jump right into that here in just a few minutes. But before we do, be sure to hit that like, follow, share, do all those fun things, because vanity or not, they mean a lot to me, all right? That's how I know you love me, is by just freaking follow the show, okay? If you enjoy it, just follow the show. It's going to be fun. And before we get to Doc, as always, got a little creator highlights. Let's jump right into it.
Creator highlights.
No cooking necessary. No assembly required.
It's got to be funky.
All right. On today's creator highlight, we have Keely. She is a Discord for Creators is the name of her YouTube channel. She is helping you set up Discord. I actually found her in Doc Rock's Discord and started watching some videos of how to set up a Discord better. I have mine going, but you know, whatever. If you want to jump over there and check it out, it's called Creating Daily. Should be in the show notes somewhere. But if you want to learn how to build a place for your community to gather on Discord, that place is kind of like a bunch of aliens to live there and do a bunch of bots and all this crap. I don't really understand it, but I'm hoping to learn, and so you should do that too. Go check her out. So just wanted to highlight her for this creator highlight. And also while you're doing that, while you're setting up your Discord, have a nice cold or hot cup of coffee brought to you by Maven Coffee. My friends over at Maven create the best, they have the best small batch Colombian brew. And it's not just because I say so, but literally the farms they work with in Colombia have won Best Coffee of the Year award, I think maybe a couple times. I might be false advertising there, but anyway, it's been voted the best coffee. It's all small batch. They go right to Colombia, right to these farms, hand curate these relationships and all, and pick, I mean, I don't know. Anyway, they do a bunch of crap that makes them the best. So go check them out, mavencoffee.com, and put in there that Billy sent you. They're friends of mine. I'm just doing this for fun, but it would be nice to see if you guys are really doing it, or are you just here for the entertainment of me talking about their coffee. All right, now, that was really fast. Maybe I should slow my pace down a little. I'm going to ask Doc what he thinks about it, but super excited. See a bunch of people jumping in the chat. And I'm going to give you what you came for. The man, the myth, the legend, Doc Rock. What's up, my man? How are you? Oh, don't talk. I muted you. Don't talk. Jesus, I always do that. I put the mute button on there on the stream deck, and I didn't push it again. Anyway, whatever. God, I beat you up so much.
No, it's all good. It's all good. Hey, listen, it's very important that you accidentally mute a guest at least once a show. I do it. I think that's the sign of doing it correctly. It's like if you see a chef and they have no burns and no cuts, don't eat a damn thing that they cook. Not a single piece. Like, hey, you want some water? Hell no. I got to go. Peace out.
Dude, so that reminds me, man. One time I was in Belize and I was talking about street food, and the guy that was like helping us out there, he was like, hey, look at their feet. If they got clean feet, eat the food. If their feet are dirty, don't eat the food. I'm like, all right, whatever, man. I just play by your rules. So
that's it's funny, but there are certain things, like certain indicators, right, that you need to know. And it used to be like if the mechanic's car was really dope, you're not a good mechanic, because it's a known thing that all mechanics got broke up cars because they're busy working on other people's stuff. If his joint is flossing, you probably can't trust them because they spend too much time working on their own thing, you know.
That's pretty true, man. That's a good point. That's a good point. Well, and that's why I don't know, Doc. But if I put that same rule on you, man, that doesn't apply because you actually have a really amazing live stream shows. You're coaching people.
But I make mistakes on a regular basis, and I just laugh at them and roll. I think the funniest thing about live streaming is that so many people want to do it perfect. It's not intended to be perfect, you know.
True.
I put it to the level of, you know, everybody's got that one, you know, abuelita, grandmother, or nan, or whatever you guys you choose for your term of endearment for the old lady that birthed your mom or dad. When they go into the kitchen, right, you got some of them that got the measuring cups and do all that other stuff, and you got the other ones that, like, throw the flour in the air, catch it back in the hand, and just sprinkle it, and it's the food is perfect every time. There's not a measuring cup to be found, and the one that they do have is full of, like, pennies and coupons and, you know, like, stuff that you don't measure. So live streaming is like that in a way. You just throw together what you have in the kitchen, a stew, like a smorgasbord. You make it pop, you do what you got, and then as you get better ingredients, you just get better, right? But everybody needs to start and just do the thing. And people still like, I don't know if I should get in a live stream or not. Okay, you keep not knowing. I'm gonna stop telling you. I done told you 50 times. Either step up or don't be mad at me. Like 10 years from now, you know, when my arm is Schwarzenegger from the whipping, and he's like, damn, how you get such a dope whip? I was like, well, you know, told you to jump into live streaming and the NFTs, but you was ignoring me.
Oh, just dropped it. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing too, right? Like, I even look at myself 4 or 5 years ago. I'm like, gosh, I wish you would have started doing this sooner. I wish you would have started, you know, live streaming sooner. That's my biggest. That's my biggest thing. I'm like, I wish I would have just been sooner. So, I mean, I see a lot of people. Doc, you brought a lot of fans with you, man. We got Gabe. We got Knee in there. Knee likes your microphone. He says it's fire. So
it's not. It's just a cover. Don't get it twisted. But you can get these at docrock.live/mic covers.
There we go.
I got purple. I got orange. A Tombuck just sent me a picture of a sparkly silver one that he bought for Heather. And I was like, oh, that's glorious. Like, I got to want the sparkly silver one for my James Brown days.
All right, dude. So you brought a Tombuck. I follow him on Instagram, obviously. And I saw that same thing. I didn't look at it. I thought it was a joke. I thought he wrapped aluminum foil around it to be funny. But that's a real mic cover.
Mic covers, yeah, it's what is it? Yes, it's
that's awesome.
I made the short link because it was just difficult. There's no affiliate or whatever. The place is called Reporter Store, if you want to remember that. It comes from Netherlands. It takes a little minute to get here, but they're dope. I just wish we had them not so far away, and because the shipping, your mic cover is going to be $24, your shipping is going to be $40. Yeah, well, maybe it's because I live in Hawaii, but whatever.
Well, dude, that's what I was going to say. It's probably because you live on an island, because I also, at this moment, live on an island. And, dude, I got sure to send me some headphones.
My birthplace.
It's like, your birthplace, Puerto Rico.
Yeah, Bayamo.
All right. Heck yeah, man. Well, I love this place. It's one of my favorites. I'm excited to go home, but it's one of my favorite places to be. So, beautiful island. Let's see. What is going on? Gabe says I started streaming in 2019 and still learning so much from other creators. You know, Doc and I, we were just having this conversation right before the show that we're always learning. We're always growing. And you're talking about some stuff about being a heart surgeon. So if you want to give a little rant on always learning and always positioning yourself to learn as a creator, I'd love to hear your thoughts on that.
Well, first thing you got to realize, B, is that, like, way too many people push around this terminology expert and guru. And I know this, the 10,000 hour thing has been somewhat debunked, but I will kind of stick to that because they're still not a better definition, if you will. Pretty much anybody that has 10,000 hours at something, they might be close to expert. I know for a fact that I have well over 10,000 hours in live streaming because I started when it was not easy. I started way before Justin TV. I started before, like, basically at 320 by 240 resolution. That's how long ago I started. But that being said, I still learn brand new stuff every single day. Like every single day. And they're like, oh, this guy knows everything there is to know about. Like, no, nobody can ever know everything there is to know about anything. It just doesn't exist. It's not possible because new stuff happens on a daily basis, right? And you're either seeking to improve your skills or you're staying stagnant, like living where you're at, And I'm like, even a heart surgeon, every time they crack a chest cavity, they learn something new because all bodies are different. Like, you'll walk in something you never even seen on the x-ray and be like, there's an extra fully developed rib in here that's soft, so it didn't show up in the x-ray, but that person actually had two ribs, you know, that were just in there that, you know, just never developed or whatever. It's not causing any problems. Yeah. Don't need to do anything, but they just see something that they had never seen and it didn't show up in the x-ray, and you only knew once you cracked the chest. I used to be in the hospital, so I know these kind of weird things. Hence, dude, the doc comes from, I was a paramedic.
Well, okay, that's what I was gonna ask you, where doc came from, but paramedic makes sense. And you are one of the people, and I think I said this on another stream that we were just kind of hanging out over in the ECAM community. I mean, you know a lot of random stuff. Like, there should be a Doc Rock Knows Random or Rando Doc Rock or some kind of podcast, because every time I'm, like, listening to you, I'm like, God, how does he know all this stuff, man? I barely even know my family's names, more or less, you know, all the stuff you know. So I love that about you, that you're always curious and figuring that stuff out.
It's important. It's important to stay curious. It's important to, like, basically, if you – all right, I have a thing. I always study stuff about things that I have nothing to do with me, because that's one of the best forms of unselfishness possible. So I might be scrolling through the YouTube or whatever, right? And then I'll see something that talks about, you know, the, I can't even say the name because I don't want to butcher it. I like to pronounce foreign words correctly. But there was a female Chinese empress way back, one of the only ones. And she was like, just, I don't even know what the word for it is. Just say super powerful, mean, authoritative, and all of the above. So I sat there and watched an hour documentary on this lady, right? Now, I'll go back and watch it again so I can solidify said knowledge way, because it's interesting. But one day I'm going to go be somewhere and I'm going to be talking to somebody. I'm like, oh, so what's your major? Oh, I'm in the ancient Chinese history. And I'll be like, oh man, you know, what's fascinating is, you know, the documentary that I just saw about, you know, the only female empress long before they stopped letting females be emperor. And they'll be like, how do you know about that? You know, and it, they immediately drop some of their guard and, you know, are willing to talk with you a little bit more open, be a little bit more themselves, things like that, right? Gotcha. And so this has come across in so many times where I have been able to talk to somebody on the level of something that they love, that they understand, that they feel with. And again, that's a very big sign of unselfishness. So many people want to tell you, I mean, they want to drag the conversation to what they know and not to what would make the other person feel good. So I think it's good. I think it also, you never know, you might end up on Jeopardy or just be at a bar somewhere and they're like, oh, we're giving out free food for whoever can answer these five questions. And I feel bad for them when they do that mess if I'm sitting there, because I'm fitting to eat.
Ladies and gentlemen, Doc Rock, trivia champion of Hawaii every year since 2002. That's awesome, man.
It's Wu Si Tien. That's her name, Wu Si Tien. That was the lady. See, now you know.
There we go. Now I know some information. I'm going to have to check her out, man. So, Doc, out of all the creative things that you do, have done in your past, why live streaming? Like, what's got you sitting in front of that microphone every day in that webcam?
I live streamed for 30 years before there was a video camera in a DJ booth at a radio station. I know the connection that it makes with people. I know that there's kids in Hawaii named after me because of, you know, the radio station that I was on. I've been in the grocery store and had people come up and say things like, oh man, you know, the day that I called the radio station and, you know I'm probably not the only one, but you hung out with me for 4 hours. You know, we can put somebody on phone, and when they call in, we can leave their line open and we can have them in the DJ booth talking with us, right? And then when you got to turn the music or talk commercials, whatever, you just hit the little button, you mute them, just like we're doing right now, right? So you could be like literally in the booth with me all night, but from your house, right? Yeah. And so because I started out with the overnight shift, you would always get the sad, singles, depressed, you know, by themselves people. And I never hung up on them. I always left them on the phone. And part of that was when I moved to Hawaii, I moved here by myself. So I know what it was like to be away from your family and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Now, so many people are with their family, but they're still away from their family. I think that's one thing that people don't understand. I was talking to somebody about yesterday. You could be in a room full of people and be lonely.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Wow. Because back, you know, back then, yo, we didn't know jack about mental health the way we do now. We didn't understand what the word is, like depression and things like that. We had no understanding of that stuff, right? We just, you know, we used to like, hey, don't be such a B. We used to say stupid stuff. We didn't know.
Yeah, right.
But yeah. I guess being here by myself, whatever, like I kind of just had a natural connection to these folks. So I would just leave them on they call the warm line. I would leave them on and, you know, hang out with me tonight. I'm going to do my shift. Plus, I'm in the box by myself, too, in the radio station at dark. Nobody in there but me and the other person on the AM station, who I felt worse for because ain't nobody listening to him.
Yeah.
You know, and wow. Then like we bump into each other in the coffee or the bathroom, but I would just talk to these people. And, you know, years later, I'm at the grocery store and somebody's like, hey, I recognize that voice. Hey, are you Doc Rock? And I'm like, yeah. And they go, man, you don't know, but you stayed on the phone with me one night for like 3 or 4 hours. And like, you know, I had the knife in my hand. I'm like, what, was you cooking? And they're like, no, man. Like, I was literally going to, you know, commit suicide tonight, but you talked me through it and blah, blah, blah. This is my wife, my kids. Like, I'm doing good. I did this. I did that. And, like, you don't even know this stuff. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. First of all, just don't be a dick ever. Just find a way to not be a dick ever, because you have no idea what impact you have on somebody else's life.
Wow.
And I think after the last time I heard that was not that long before the pandemic, and I got introduced to this lady and she had her 3 kids and her husband. And, you know, she gave me a similar style story just from listening to our show or whatever, or that, you know, it basically changed her trajectory. I was like, yeah, I gotta do this as a thing. Like, mm-hmm. I gotta make sure that I am trying to just positively impact the lives of people. And so that's it. Like, just try to get people to tell their story, and you'd be surprised. You just never know, fam.
Dang, dude. All right. I was about to tear up there for a minute. I'm like, I can't cry. I can't cry on the air. Like,
you
what
can
am I
absolutely
doing?
Cry. Men can cry. Oh, stop, dude. That. See, that's the problem. That's how we got where we are right now. Cause we men would be like, I can't cry. And no, it's funny. Cause I mean, I think I still say the same thing, and I'm trying my hardest to learn to stop saying that, because we're not giving men the okay to be not okay.
Yeah.
And I just want to tell everyone listening, it is absolutely okay to be not okay. And especially May, through a mental health awareness month, if you need to call somebody, call somebody.
Call somebody. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. Well, and I do cry. You can check out some episodes. I mean, but my problem is I get ugly. I can't stop. My wife will be like, please, honey, calm down. Come here. Let me hold
you. Mean, get ugly?
All right, show's over, guys. Thanks a lot.
Sorry,
Doc.
No. Sorry, Billy.
No, dude. Hey, this is what I love about you. I love that you are yourself, man. I love that story because I often think so many people have a message to share that's changed my life. And when, you know, and same with you, man. I mean, you know, I respect you. I see you doing this thing. And oftentimes I think people look at live streamers or podcasters or whatever and like, oh, they're just trying to be Joe Rogan. They're trying to get famous. They're trying to make a buck. When really, when you dive into these stories like yours, it's, hey man, I want to be there to inspire people, to help people, give them hope when they're in the dark place. And so I think people who are struggling to, you know, become, you know, like move into the creator zone or whatever you want to call it, or hit the record button or hit the go live button, they need to know this stuff, man. Like, somebody's out there waiting on you on the other side to be inspired by your message that can change their world. So I think that's a huge thing, man. I appreciate you sharing that story for sure.
Yeah, it's funny because, I mean, first of all, I don't want to be Joe Rogan. I used to think, okay, this is really strange. At the very beginning of Fear Factor, I thought he was kind of one of those butt wipes. And then he started his podcast, and you learned about what he did and what he was doing and stuff like that. And I'm like, man, this guy is all right. You know, like, I can stand there and I can listen to it. And then, you know, this is super funny. I can put the finger on it exactly when it happened. When he hit that next tax bracket, which means the Spotify sale, all of a sudden, really funny how his opinions changed because the tax bracket changed. And I was like, Joe, you're a dick now. I'm sorry. Like, you got to always remember where you come from. Like, I am more than happy to hit that next tax bracket, and I will pay 70% tax. I don't care. Right? Because that, even with the 30% I had left over, I'm way baller than where I am right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if I get to the damn near $1 billion stat and they're like, we're going to take 70% of your income, all right, take it. I don't care. I'm still chilling. But, you know, it's funny. And so once, yeah, I just don't identify with him at all. I don't even like to even admit the fact that I used to like that show. And then so, yeah, it's hard enough being you. All right. Could you imagine me trying to be Billy?
True. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's hard enough being me.
You'd have to tone that personality down, bore yourself out a little bit if you want to be me, man.
Well, first of all, my knees would not hurt. And, you know, I won't be shot by the cops anytime soon. So, like, yeah, I'll be cool with being Billy. That was a very horrible joke, but I'll take it.
I'm leaving it in, man. Live to drive, bro. No mistakes.
Leave it, man. Leave it. You know what I mean? I'll say weird stuff. I don't even care.
Oh, no, dude. But that's what I love about you.
I got to say I'm proud of what you're doing. You know, because I remember, you know, from Clubhouse and then, you know, you joining in the LGL community and you were doing your thing. I think what you're doing is super dope. And I think it's harder than people think, but it's also easier than people think. You know what I mean? So,
yeah,
I think it's dope. Ooh, I just see my mentor's in here. Hi, Stephanie. Sorry.
Oh, people. She got the she's dead. You got her with that one. You got her with that joke. She's out. In the knees joke. There you go. You're getting them all, man. I appreciate it. So dude, yeah. And, you know, I think it is like the Daily Show. It is a grind. You're doing a lot of shows a week. You're doing a lot of training a week. You're showing up all the time. So, man, how do you keep yourself, for lack of a better term, motivated to keep going? Like what, you know, I guess I could use the word motivated. I hate that word, but it's the only one I can think of.
All right, first, on Billy's show, I will be the first person to tell you, and I didn't make it up. I actually learned it from Mel Robbins, but I'm going to just say it. Motivation is absolute BS. It's just not a thing. And, like, I want to be a motivational speaker. You already ain't got no job because motivation is BS. Here's what it is. Folks will do what they want to do, full stop, right? Like, folks will do what they want to do. And what's happening is when you're doing something that you absolutely love, you don't have any problem keeping it going. You just don't, right? I like to put this in a very simple context. You have to find out as soon as possible what your purpose is. Now, Billy's already stated to you folks that my purpose is to positively impact the lives of over a billion people. I know good and well I can't do it by myself. That would be silly, right? I was in the military. I learned how to delegate. So what I needed to do was train as many people to tell their stories, because every time one of you guys like, you know what? I want to be like Doc. I want to be like Billy. I'm going to go live. I'm going to do my thing. You pick people up. You drag people from your community who may have felt like the lady I was talking about in the grocery store, right? Mm-hmm. You may have changed the life of somebody else. So now you are spreading, right? It's that old Fabergé commercial. I'm going to tell two friends and then you tell two friends and so on and so on and so on, right? And by law of compounding, like, it just happens really, really quickly. Like, it just really steps up. So I believe that once you know your purpose, and I say this on a regular basis, I do everything I do with intention and with the purpose of getting me further to my goal. And purpose is an analgesic. Purpose don't have problems with time. Purpose don't have problems with, you know, sickness or pain or whatever, because anybody who's been driven, right? Watch any 30 for 30, 60 for 60, 90 for 90. Watch any, you know, come up story. You know, Bill Gates went to all of these fairs and had people laugh at his computer and blah, blah, blah. And eventually, like, he's balling. Anybody with the word billionaire at the end of their thing that didn't get it from their great, great grandpappy, yeah, they was on purpose and they avoided all of the yelling and screaming and whatever and just stayed on purpose. And so, yeah, if you're on purpose, nothing else is a problem. And I was in the Army for the person who asked that. I'm not even going to attempt to butcher that name.
Oh, Knee. Yeah, Knee's the number one fan and troll of the show. Usually he's trolling me, talking about my big fat head and all that in the chat. But
wouldn't be wrong.
Sorry, I get distracted by the chat. Gabriel's asking if you could still hang out on Friday night. Like, what is this? What's going on, Doc?
I actually want to turn that. I think I want to turn that happy hour into a show. So I've been talking with Katie, and I'm just going on a trip next week. And when I come back, I might just turn that into a show, because I used to do it more from question and answer, and nobody would ask questions. So we would just end up hanging out. But yeah, I kind of, it's fun. It's a really cool chance to give people a chance who are afraid to be on the mic or whatever to come and, you know, crack the mic and kick it with us, you know. So, yeah, we'll have to do that.
So, man, I think this is good. I think this is a good lead in to talking about doing the reps. I hear you say this a lot. I hear you say, hey, you got to do the reps. You got to show up. You got to push, go live, push record. You got to do the thing. What is, like, if you're coaching a new live streamer who says, hey, I really want to get into this, what kind of rhythm should they get into so they become comfortable in front of the mic, in front of the camera?
All right, so, you know, when you go to a party and you look across the room and we're playing the song, right? You say rhythm, so I'm going to go with rhythm is a dancer. We're playing rhythm is a dancer. Rhythm is a dancer. Somewhere in the corner, there's this person, and it's probably Gabriel, who, what song is he dancing to? What beat is that? That is not the beat that the DJ is playing, but they are on their own little, I can't even dance off beat. See, I don't even know how to do it. That's the rhythm you go to. You go to your own rhythm. You really, there is no, there. Here's the thing about all of this live streaming, content creation, whatever. Everybody wants there to be a silver bullet. The only silver bullet exists is chorus. You have to do what you know you can do, but you also have to be cognizant enough and self-aware enough to push yourself. Now, what a lot of people do is, I'm going to stream once a week because that's all I can do. And it's like, nah, fam. Nope, you're lying. Okay? You're lying. Man. I know that you can squeeze out. You're just riding dirty comfortably at one. If it doesn't hurt a little bit, you're probably not pushing hard enough. I'll put that on you. But I don't want people to do what you and India and Gretchen and you guys do, where you do one every day and they're like, oh, I'm burnt out. Like, no, that wouldn't be good. So it's a weird thing. There is no magic answer. But even if you don't go live to people, you can go live to your public group or to your family Zoom call or something and just get your reps in where you're able to speak on the mic. Billy asks a question, I just answer it, right? When if I go, you know, Rich is doing a show, Rich asked me a question, I just answer it. I'm not going to be like, oh, and even if you do have to think, I'll know what to say to let you know that I need to think rather than just sit there with the, you know, the look on my face. So that stuff comes from experience. I think, and if you find an old interview somewhere, I probably did exactly that. Somebody asked me a question, I'm like, you know, and then it take you longer to answer the question than it took Jesus to walk to Nazareth. So you don't want to do that. You know, you want to like that ability to speak, you know, just off the top of the dome, keep it flowing. That just comes from experience and reps.
Yeah, man. And I think too, you know, and maybe I'd love to hear your thoughts. I study people a lot. Like I watch Doc Rock. Like, he's live, I'm there typically. I might not be in the comments, I might not be engaged and doing all that, but I'm watching. I got my phone on, I might be multitasking, because it's those little things, I think, that make the show, you know, what it is. Like, when you're trying to build this dynamic show, and I see little stuff that you guys do and some of the people that are forerunning in the eCam community in particular, I see there's those little tiny, you know, like little tiny things that happen that I'm like, wow, that's a huge difference. And when a lot of times I think we sometimes can get into this and go, oh man, this is like, you know, it's got to be all this big expensive gear, big expensive this, big that. And it's really just those little things, like how to ask an interesting question or, you know, whatever. And I learn all the time, man. So you're still studying the craft as well, even though you're leading the pack in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I studied the craft religiously, and I followed my favorite interviewers. Like, I love me a Bob Costas and a Katie Couric, you know, Brian Gumbel back in the day. Like, I like to listen to stuff. I listen to 2020, you know, still, you know, even though they're doing a little bit more true crime, because, hey, it's popping, you know, but I'll follow me a Hoda Kotb. You know, I used to pay attention to her and just see the type of questions that they ask, but then also learn to develop your own style, your own rhythm. And here's the funny thing. I'm going to just go ahead and call people out on their BS, because it's kind of fun to do that. If you are thinking that you can't start because you're missing XY piece of gear or whatever, you're just making an excuse. Like, at the end of the day, you're just making an excuse. When we was little bit children, and you had to get up and your dad or your mom stood over there and was like, okay, come to me. You did that one long step with the foot in the air and you was kind of rocked back a little bit and then you leaned for it and the other foot came down and then you giggled. Ha ha! You got a couple, three of those in a row and next thing you know, you ran into your parents' arms and they loved on you, whatever. You had progressed from pulling yourself up on the couch to the coffee table, to the steps, to like being able to run across the living room. Everybody started out on all fours where the head was so heavy you couldn't even hold it up. You was dragging your dome across the carpet. And now most of us walk. So everybody starts from somewhere, right? You couldn't speak at one point and now we can't get you to shut up. So yeah, start where you start and then progress. And everybody who says, well, I can't because I need to get my studio tight, whatever, lies. Then you're just making excuses because it will always be, I need one other thing to make it better, right?
100%.
And all it is just, it's just lies you're telling yourself. So in the middle of your belief is a gigantic word. Write it down, look at it again.
So, okay, so maybe the gear, the software, maybe we don't need to run out and spend 10 grand on our studio before we hit go live. But what about the content, man? What's the focus there? Because, you know, as well as I do, and I heard this from you, actually, man. I was going live on Facebook with, I was just going live, just like, oh, hey, what's up, guys? I'm Billy. I'm not talking about anything, and no one showed up, you know? And then, and I didn't have a schedule, and I was kind of popping off everywhere. And then I heard you on a live stream, like, dude, you got to get a schedule. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to get a schedule.
Hey, you got to stop telling the story right now, because the person who told me I need a schedule, Stephanie, she's paying attention. She basically freaking kicked me in the back of the head. Like, hey, stupid, I need to know where you're going to be, because you always be dropping information and I need to catch it. But it is stress inducing to not know when you're going to be live. So I need you to get a schedule or I will exactly kick your whatever. And I'm like, okay, Stephanie. So I picked Tuesday, Saturday, and I have not deviated from it for almost 2 years. June 6th will be 2 years solid. I haven't deviated from that schedule. But Stephanie basically told me, stop doing drive-by lives. And I'm like, what do you mean? She goes, yeah, because like people, you can't grow an audience if they don't know where to find you.
Yeah,
and I was
good.
Like, oh, okay. Because, hey, I was just, hey, I'm cool. I'm going to go live today. I just got this new bottle of whiskey. I'm going to crack it and go talk crap in the mic, you know? And so, yeah, it was super funny, man. I always was just random, and you can't be that. You do have to give your folks a schedule, and you will grow. Now, you can't go random anytime after that, but you should have at least a pillar, like, these are my days, you know? So you're good. You're Monday through Friday. We know where to find you.
Yeah, man, absolutely. Well, yeah, a couple weeks from now, I won't be here at all because I'll be moving, but I'm going to announce that. I'm gonna make sure everybody knows.
When you move, can you get someone from your community to do it while you're gone?
You know what? Who out there in my community wants to take this show live Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern? Let me know, because that might – I would love to do that. I'd love to do that.
Here's why. I'm going to Seattle, like I said, and – very much more Canadian, but Keely is going to run the show while I'm gone, because this is going to sound crazy, but when people are used to seeing you all the time, right, and then all of a sudden you dip, they start looking for something else to do in that time because they have already adjusted their life to have this hole in it during the time you're around, and then they might find something else and never make it back. And that's not a bad thing, but you just need to know that could possibly happen. The other thing it does is it allows you to let your community shine. And I had to learn real quick, let your community help you run your thing, right? So you know my moderators are on point. Even some of my moderators are ECAM moderators because they're on point. And they're like, man, your moderators are good. Pick your moderators ASAP. Get your moderators on. Help them help you, because it is very difficult to do that. And I literally just watched one of the biggest companies in the planet get their channel thwacked because of mismoderation. And it was painful. They're friends, you know, and unfortunately they almost got kicked from YouTube. It took them a week of, you know, crawling up the ladder, probably had to get all the way up to Susan before they got their channel back.
Dang, dude. All right, that's a good tip right there. Hopefully somebody took that home and wrote it down. And by the way, I want to let people know that jumping in the chat, I got people volunteering. Nee said he'll do it. We'll talk, man. Maybe we'll make it happen. Dean, good to see you as well. If you guys got questions for Doc Rock, put a little Q colon. See, this is something I learned from you too, man. Q colon, and then put your question so we can quickly identify it. And then if you're over on Bullhorn or Guild, just throw it in the chat, and I'll switch over there and take a look at it. So definitely let us know. So Doc, if you had to start over in 2022, what piece of gear would you use, going back to the gear conversation? Because I'm going to stop the question there because I learned that from you too. Here we go.
If I had to start from scratch, see, the hard part about me starting from scratch is I have over 40 years in the audio and video business, so I would just know. But I would probably buy a Shure SM58 because I can get a used one for $50 to $100 or a Samson Q2U. Both the same thing, $50 to $100. The advantage of the Samson Q2U is it's USB compatible, and you literally just plug that sucker in to your computer and you're good to go. I might record it directly into my iPhone and then upload it with one of the iPhone oriented, you know, podcast type situations. If I'm live streaming, I would use my iPhone as my camera with Camo. And again, one of the aforementioned microphones. So for less than $200, I could be up and running and, you know, just go to town. But yeah, it won't be long before you're getting lights and, you know, and everything in the studio, I put one step at a time. You know, people look at it and you're looking at a finished product, but I mean, come on, son. I didn't just roll into the store and look, $700 purple lights. Let me buy those. No. Right. Like that came way later. That came tons of Amazon credit. Thank you for clicking the links in the description. You know, that's, yeah. Holler at your boy. That's how it happened.
Yeah, man. I love that because, you know, that's the same thing for me, man. I started a live stream fishing show 2018, 2019, something like that. I can't even remember. And I tell a story all the time. I borrowed gear from my neighbor. It was when I got Ecamm, and they I think they announced or launched, like, you just hook your Canon right into it. So I'm like, I don't have a Canon. I don't even have money to go buy a Canon. So I walked across my neighbor's house because she's a photographer or whatever. I'm like, hey, can I borrow that, like, on Tuesday nights, like from 7 to 9? Like, is that cool? She let me borrow it. And then borrowed microphones. But I borrowed everything.
Actually genius, man. You know, man, dang, Billy, that's actually, I didn't want to give you this much props because Nee told me not to. But a lot of people don't realize your cousin, your brother-in-law, somebody has a vacation camera that they bought, but they ain't been on vacation. Well, they got divorced. And so it's just sitting there. Hey, can I get that? You know, like, I will help you out, do this wiser. I help you paint this fence you've been sitting on. Borrow that joint. But the other thing, I tell people this every time. This is going to sound absolutely evil, and everybody would tell me how they cannot, but I'm going to call you a liar, and I'm going to say, get at me, and we'll have this conversation, because I guarantee you I can find it. I can go in my neighborhood this weekend, right, and say, I wanted to buy a brand new, you know, camera, Sony ZV-E10, which you can't really buy right now, but let's say I could. It's $700. From Friday to Sunday, I could go through my neighborhood and earn $700 between washing cars, cutting grass, painting fences, painting houses, babysitting somebody's children, 100%. Helping them clean their garage, helping them cut down the coconut tree, all this manual labor crap that nobody wants to do, that are waiting to pay somebody, but they just don't want to do it. And you're doing two things. You're helping that friend out. You're putting some loot in your pocket, and you're saving marriages. Because I can tell you right now, your wifey done told you to clean up some stuff, and you ain't did it yet, and she's about to bust you upside the head.
100%. Right?
Every single one of us. It's the lanai, or you guys call it a balcony. But for me, I got stuff on my lanai that's been on my lanai, a.k.a. balcony, for like a year, and she's like, listen, I'm going to need you to get that crap off of there. And I'm like, sure, back up. But then yesterday I saw her like ironing her black belt. And I'm like, yeah, I better clean that lanai.
Yeah, you better get that thing cleaned up. That's what
you know what I'm saying? She's like, I'm going to a black belt seminar this Sunday. And I'm like, oh, yeah, if she start kicking, then I'm going to be mad. So on Sunday when she's gone, I'm going to clean it. But I just know if somebody came to me and be like, yo, fam, I'll take that out for you. Give me 100 bones. I'm like, yo, I give you 200. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's people right now in your neighborhood that got something that they don't want to do that you could do for them, that within a week you could easily earn $1,000 and buy whatever gear you need to buy. So stop lying.
Yeah, man. No, you're 100% correct. And this actually happened to, speaking of like wives and making money off of junk and doing, you know, whatever projects. I wanted a new pair of AirPods when they first came out. I was like, man, I want these. And my wife's like, you just got a new pair of headphones for your podcast stuff. Like, if you want them, you got to sell something. So I was like, all right. I had to march out to the garage, started selling stuff on Facebook Marketplace. Those things are like $150, $200. I think I came home. I think it was done. When I was done that weekend, it was like $1,000 in my pocket of crap I hadn't used for 15 years. And I was like, dude, this is great, man. I'm going to do this from now on. So, yes, like sell all your stuff. Look,
I have a Canon kit lens that I haven't used in probably 8 years because I switched to Sony when the first Sonys came out. And I was just like, yo, I theoretically could sell this. It's probably only worth like $50, but $50 is $50, bro.
Yeah.
You know how much, I was going to say, you know how much bottles of whiskey I could buy for $50? Take the $50.
$50 will get that, we'll get that microphone foam right there shipped to you, man. You can buy another one.
Yeah, so it's kind of funny, right? So everybody in their garage right now is sitting on some stuff that they can get rid of, you know. It literally is what it is. Now, I did something. I got one of those things in the mail, and it was like, yo, we're going to give you 18 months, zero interest if you sign up for this Discover card. And I was like, I don't really need that, but I'm going to use it to finance my creator beginning, right? Even though I'd already been in it for a while, but I got that right before the pandemic hit. It came in the mail. I did it. I gave myself a budget. I'm like, I'm going to spend $2,500 of this card, and I got 18 months to pay it back. Yo, I quadrupled that, Jake. So that's what I did.
That's awesome, stupid, man.
But that's what I did. And, of course, you know, paid it. But now I have an open credit line, which is dangerous. When the Mac Studio comes out, it wasn't even a thought. But I put myself on 90 days, right? So yesterday I just bought this Insta360 Go. So this little joint right here came out to $600. I give myself 90 days to earn it back.
Dang. I love it, you know, man. Goals. I love it, man. Doc, we could probably talk all, you know, we could definitely get into the finances of being a creator and talk about, you know, making money, being a creator and all that fun stuff. I'd love to have you back on the show, man, because I know you're always out there in the front lines, just innovating on multiple different platforms, you know, like on live streaming software with Ecamm and all the new things. And you're over there working with those guys heavy to make the best product and take care of the community. You're always gear and you're on the, you know, leading forefront, trying to figure out like, how do we make this thing better? 1% better every single day. So I love what That's you're me. Doing in the community, man. I love the vibe that you bring, the realness that you bring. You know, I think that's what attracts me to you the most is like, even if I'm offended, I'm still like, man, I really appreciate he just said that, you know, like versus does this guy thank like you. Me or not? You know what I'm saying?
No, thank you. Sometimes you have to take the stuff that offends you. It's offending you because that person probably told you what you didn't want to hear.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Some things are offensive just because they're offensive and some things are offensive because they're true. Right. When your wife looks you in the face and say, you talk too much, you'd be like, girl, whatever. You know, whenever you are just going to, I'm going to get in trouble. And I'm sorry, but it just happens to be mathematics. When you're arguing with any female in your life and the only answer they got for you is shut up, you won. You just won. I don't know why they go to that more so than dudes. Dudes will fight. That's worse. But girls will just tell you to shut up and then you know that you got them. Right. That's how you know you won the argument. At that point, walk away. Don't push it any further. Just leave. The minute they tell you to shut up, you win. So, like, yeah. And that's just because you know you hit somebody with that punch that was correct, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm so, so happy to hear you say that. I am never trying to hurt your feelings. I am never trying to make you feel bad. I'm normally trying to pick you up, but what I'm trying to tell you is, you probably are inside your own head. You're probably telling yourself stuff that's not true. And we all really just need to work on our BS system, right? Which is your belief system. You know, so you tell people y'all need to work on your BS. You need to work on your belief system, because you just believe some stuff about you that's just not true.
That's good, and man.
That's really what it is. And it's not your fault. Somebody told you that mess. And, you know, it was the terms of art at the time. You know, it's just what it is. So I think my mission, Billy, was to take some of that hood knowledge and apply it to something effective instead of destructive.
Yeah. Well, man, you're doing a phenomenal job at it. And that's why I wanted to have you on the show, was to, you know, inspire the people who are listening to my show, the people in my community, because I think live streaming is very powerful. I think everyone should take a swing at it. It's a lot of fun. Like, it keeps you on the edge of your seat, because you just never know what's going to happen if you're hosting or if you're, you know, in the guest seat or whatever. So it's a lot of fun, man. But yeah, appreciate everybody jumping in the chat as well. Let's see what Dean says. Doc tells me things I don't want to hear. If he's right, or it's he's right, or something like that.
It's he's right. Yeah.
It's he's right. Okay, cool. Gotcha. What's up? He's still in the chat over here. What's he talking about? That's a wife. My wife tells me to shut up a lot. I'm glad she's not watching this. I don't want to be responsible for that shaming you get later.
No, it's a thing. Like, I grew up with all sisters. So maybe it's just my, you know, I'm in the house with seven women, and whenever I got to the point where they told you to shut up, you normally know you won. And then with my guy friends, it's just a swing or a grab, a wrestle, a tackle to the ground, or something comes out. But for my female friends, right, it's shut up. And I was like, win. All right, just walk away, though. Learn to quit while you're ahead.
Yeah, man. Well, and I think it's, you know, that's what I love about my guy friends. Like, yeah, we'll just take a swing at each other, whatever. And then it's over. And it's legitimately over forever. Oh. Like, there's nothing else. but with, you know, with the wives and sisters and all that stuff, it's like, dude, I know I'm going to hear about this 10 years from now. Like, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
That's where the terminology, me and Diana were talking about this yesterday. Why are you bringing up some old stuff?
I didn't even hear that combo.
Oh, yeah. That is it's the funniest thing ever, because that's the comeback, you know, to anything too, is like, why are you bringing up some old stuff? Because, you know, you got away with something, or you got busted like back in the day, and then they'll bring it back. Right. Anything I did wrong back in 2000, yo, Karen would drop it on me. And I'm like, you know, it's 2022, right? This is like 22 years later. Why are you bringing up some old stuff? That's where it comes from. So,
you remember when we were dating?
We're going to get in trouble for saying like horrible things. I'm going to stop while we're ahead. So change the subject, Billy.
Absolutely. We're not getting canceled right now. I cannot get Doc. Dude, that'd be terrible. Bring on a live streaming hero like Doc Rock and get him canceled on the show because I just let him go.
Hey,
that'd be bad hosting.
I'm very good at staying out of the way of the women in my life, because luckily I was raised by basically seven women and I was the baby. So I learned all of the dumb stuff not to do and say at a young age. Thank goodness. Like, so literally funny, it could have got worse. So, yeah.
Okay, Doc, I got one more question for you, because I'm curious about this in my own show, of like different formats and different segment setups and all that kind of stuff. Co-hosting, not co-hosting. What is your favorite type of live stream to listen to? Like, is it like multi-host, like one host? I mean, this is kind of a dumb but loaded question. Like, and I don't want to ask you your favorite live streamer, because that'll get you in real trouble with your community. But is there like one that you always go to? You're like, man, this is just so entertaining.
You know, I kind of do like multi-hosts, as long as they're on similar levels. When one person is way better than the other one, it can drag because the other one won't know how to keep that flow going. But I'm down for them to learn. If they're learning or they're trying to get there or whatever, right? I can always deal with that. I just like ones where, you know, the people are just engaging and it's fun, because here's the thing that's cool. We could talk to the community. We could tell them what's on, and like, yeah, you're going to repurpose this and make this a podcast. And if anyone listening to the podcast goes, you know what, man, I got to figure out a way to do it for the live, because that looks way more fun. That to me is winning. Because that will give them an opportunity to interact and be communal. Like, I'm telling you guys, a lot of times if I'm at home by myself, probably cleaning the lanai, I'm going to have the podcast on listening to you guys with the TV, right? So it's really strange. My number one podcast listening device happens to be a 65-inch Sony. It used to be, you know, the phone or the iPods or the little speaker or that little baseball over there that if you say her name, she'll start talking. But now, more times than not, it's the TV. Why? Because you folks are keeping me company while I'm at home by myself, you know, cleaning the house or, you know, sorting my Adidas or whatever. You know, it's a thing. So then when there's two people, I really feel like, you know, when Tom and Heather are doing their thing or Anna and Fulgens are doing their thing, I feel like it's the three of us and we're just good to go. But then now you add the people in the chat. So I know that Dean's going to show up. I know that, you know, Gabrielle's going to show up, whatever. So now I'm talking to my homies in the chat. You know, I'm running around doing stuff. And yeah, it really feels like we together. Here's the craziest part, B. When I got to San Diego and got to meet some of the people that we've been in a chat together for like the last, you know, year and a half to 2 years, it just clicked. You would think we'd been together forever. Wow. You know what I mean? So like we went out to dinner, Diana, myself, a girl named Kenya Kelly and Kurt Nugget. I call him Nugget. And we went, I promised Kurt to take him to the Jamaican restaurant. And we went to the Jamaican restaurant and we just had dinner. And you would think like we hang out at lunch every day. You know, there's, I see Jimmy just popped in, bumping into Jimmy in San Diego. And it's just like, yo, you would think that like I see Jimmy every single day. And that's when you know it's good. Like, that is just super bomb, you know? So I really do appreciate that.
Yeah, man. I'm the same way, man. I love it. I'm always like looking for live streams. I'm like, man, where's people posting their lives at? Where are they at? Like, I look for live streams now more than I do for podcasts. And I used to just listen to a bunch of podcasts, but it is, man. It is that camaraderie in the chat. It is the, you know, all that kind of stuff that you just said. Like, that's what I do love about, you know, watching India every night for 100 nights. I don't, you know, I'm not going to catch all 100 of them, but I've become, you know, accustomed to 7 p.m. Eastern time. Like, I'm going to jump on YouTube and there she is hanging out doing, you know, whatever she's doing. I'm going to jump in there and say hello and see what everybody else is up to. So it is an awesome way to build community, man. And I think I've seen it over the last, you know, 30, 45 days of doing, you know, I think today is like episode 39 or something stupid. And I've started it at the end of March. So we're just humming along, doing the shows. It's so much fun. But the reason why I did it is just to say, hey, one, I want to do a live show. Can I do it? Is it impossible like everyone says it is every day? The answer is actually, for me, it's easier because I'm ADD, so I don't have time to think about it. I just got to show up and do
it. You just
got to
do it. Yeah. You're with me.
Ready or not, here we go. You know?
Oh, man. See, you cannot musical terrestre me like that because now I'm going to go, ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. I'm going to find. Sorry. You know what's funny, B? The doing something every day thing, it always seems daunting at the beginning, right? I just looked to double check my numbers, but today in about 2 hours will make 80 days that I did this intermittent fasting in a row. And I went to San Diego. I'm like, oh, it's going to be hard to do it when I'm traveling. I kept trying to give myself a way out, but I'm like, nope, I'm going to stick to it because now I got time invested, right? Yeah. Now that I'm at 80, I don't want to stop now. Right. So here's the thing. Once you get to about 40 or 50, you're going to hate having to stop, even though you have to move. Like, you're going to have a hard time doing it without moving. It's just going to be weird. You're like, yo, I'm going to break my streak. Yeah. And so it becomes that. And this is why streak challenges work. And sometimes you got to challenge yourself. One of my students who curses me out every time because she did not want to do lives. She did not want to do reels. But she's like, I'm going to just go ahead. I'm going to listen to coach. I'm going to go through it. I'm going to do it. She started to do, I said, okay, you need to do a reel or a live IG like 10 days in a row. And she's like, no, I'm not, but she gave up and said, I'm going to do 7. She's at 40 something right now.
Dang, 40.
You know what I mean?
Wow, that's
so
awesome.
You start out, and even the pushback, I told her to do 10 and she gave me the finger. It was like, shut up, I'll do 7. Right. But then once you get that 7 in, you're like, oh, these 7 was easier than I thought. I'm not going to let Doc win, so I'm going to finish this 10. And it's like, you know what? I'm going to just do 11 so I could just be like, look, sucker, I did your 10. Look, I did 11. So shut up. And then now she has psyched herself and she's at 47. She about to pop 50. And now she can't quit because she knows she got to hit that 50. And 50 will become 75 and 75 will become 100. And next thing you know, at the end of 100, she was like, you was right. And I was like, I know I'm right. That's why I'm a coach. Don't tell her I said that. She's going to punch me.
Dude, you're going to get a beating from a lot of women today. You line them up. Wife, the students. Man, I, you know, and you're 100% right. And I am. There's a little bit of me that is like, oh, man, I don't want to take next, you know, a couple days off next week and then the whole week after that. However, I do think it's important to, you know, take some rest time. But I don't know. Maybe I'll get somebody to do it for me and then And then who knows? Maybe I'll show up live on my phone. Like I always talk about, you don't have to have the best gear to do it. So who cares? Maybe I'll show up on YouTube just on my phone for 5 minutes a day until we settle in.
Yes.
Who cares?
Just, you know what you do for that time, B? You explain to them what you're doing about the move. Let them be part of the move, right? Because if we was all going to be in North Clack with you, I would bring you something. Right?
True.
I'll bring you some beans. I'll bring you some ribs with that sauce, you know. I'll bring you some tea, some sweet tea, man, or whatever.
You're talking to that's on keto, man. I can't, none of that stuff I can have. You just made me start drooling. I'm like, oh.
You can eat dry ribs, you know. You can eat the dry rubbed ribs. All right. So, you know what I'm saying? That's right. I mean, I would bring you something. I can bring you unsweetened tea.
There we go.
That sounds good. Right? You know, I'll bring you a heels hat and be like, welcome back, you know.
Welcome back. Right?
And so give them the opportunity to do that. So look, gang, okay, look, this is the new spot. You know, we moving in. This is the outside. You know, this is where I'm be throwing my barbecues. I might do some of my lives out here while I'm throwing the queue, you know, because we're back in North Carolina, so I got to throw the queue, right? It's good for keto. You know, just say, I'm going to the Home Depot right now to pick up some supplies. Here's some paints. What should I get? And somebody going to be like, nah, man, don't get the Bear. That joint's a ripoff. You want the real deal Sherwin-Williams. Matter of fact, don't even buy your paint from Home Depot because it's designed not to coat in the single coat. Go to the paint store. Buy it from the actual paint store. It's even cheaper, even though you would not think that. And you can get away with a single coat because it's better. And that's actual facts. I'm not even making that up.
Love it. Yeah, see, that, I know. You get them random facts, man. I love it. Doc, this has been so much fun. Thanks for jumping on. I would stay on here for another 2 hours, but my dogs are at the groomer. You know, we got all this stuff. We're literally moving all the time, like for the next couple of weeks. So we're got, you know, balancing act over here. But go follow this guy. If you're not following Doc, then you're missing out on some amazing content, amazing encouragement. So, man, hats off to you. I would take mine, but I probably look a little bald and hairy. Maybe not. Hats off to you. I don't look, but I just look at my hair. It's just insane. I haven't had time to get a haircut.
Man, I'm telling you, you're going to be a good bald head. You're going to look a little bit like powder, but you'll be perfectly fine.
It's going to be good. Dude, if I got a dollar for every time somebody made fun of my head on this show, I'd be up there right now. I'd probably have at least $10.
Oh my! You should have the dollar like super chat or like the buy me a coffee. Like every time someone make fun of my head, you got to go to this thing and put a dollar in the head joke jar.
Dude, the head joke jar. I'm gonna put that. I'm gonna implement that. That's my takeaway from this show, man.
Thanks, B, man. This has been awesome.
Yeah, man. It's been so much fun, Doc. I really appreciate you, bro. Thanks for jumping in.
Mahalo.
All right, man. That is it for Creating Daily. Thank you guys so much for jumping on, watching. Be sure to join us tomorrow. I'm going to be joined by Chris Stone from Dealcasters. They create an amazing show over on Amazon. He's a podcast producer, and we're going to talk about how do you build a dynamic show. It's one thing to go live or to hit the record button, but how do you build a show that people want to keep coming back to, keep listening to, keep watching, all that kind of stuff? So come bring your questions, all that kind of stuff for Chris Stone tomorrow, 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central. Thank you so much for joining. Hit that subscribe button, follow, like, share, all those fun things. And we'll see you tomorrow, 2 p.m.